dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reef Ethics. My name is Nancy Obinwa. I am a legal practitioner and a member of the International Federation of Women Lawyers, Nigeria, River State Branch, and I am your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Nyesom-Wike, the initiator of Reef Ethics.
Greetings to our loving people of River State. This is another episode of River Ethics on Radio, a character building weekend show. I welcome all our listeners to this episode. Please remember that a strong woman looks a challenge dead in the eye and gives it a wink. This episode is in commemoration of the International Women's Day celebration, which came up on the 8th of March. You may wonder why now, but really, women ought to be celebrated every day. Women and girls must have opportunities to contribute to major societal changes and help shape the policies, services, and infrastructure that impact their lives. Gender equality and women's rights are fundamental to global progress on peace and security, human rights, and sustainable development. We can only re-establish trust in institutions, rebuild global solidarity, and reap the benefits of diverse perspectives by challenging historic injustices and promoting the rights and dignity of all. Therefore, cultures that relegate women and girls should constantly be undergoing dismantling around the world. In line with this year's theme of the celebration, and that is Think Equal, Build Smart, Innovate for Change, harnessing technology to advance gender equality and women's empowerment is not only vital for women and girls, but critical throughout the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. If we do not have enough women in the so-called Fourth Industrial Revolution, we will not get the variety of the solutions that are needed by women and girls. For example, at the continental level, there is the African Girls Can Code initiative, which is expected to reach more than 2,000 girls through 18 coding camps, and these are 2 international, 12 regional, and 4 in Ethiopia. Nigeria as a country should have similar interventions for our women and girls to get them at the right decision-making and solution-creating tables. That is why we have consistently called on our women to ensure that they make their votes count and their voices heard by participating fully in the electoral process. The time to sit on the sidelines and watch has long passed. We must always vote for those we believe are not only sympathetic to the cause of women, but are intentional about effecting lasting changes that will support women to achieve their full potential. In celebration of this 2019 International Women's Day, let's make sure women and girls can shape the policies, services, and infrastructure that impact all our lives. And let's support them as they break down barriers to create a better world for all. Our guest speaker today is Mrs. Nancy Obinwa, a legal practitioner and member of the International Federation of Women Lawyers, River State Branch. She will throw more light on the subject. Please enjoy the episode and always remember to put the lessons learned to good use. Our good people of River State, please remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio, and I am your host for today, Mrs. Nancy Obinwa. I will be speaking on the International Women's Day 2019. The theme is Think Equal, Build Smart, Innovate for Change. On the 8th of March every year, the world recognizes and celebrates the International Women's Day, the history of which can be traced to 28th February 1909 in New York City, where a group of 15,000 women organized by the Socialist Party of America marched on the street of New York to raise awareness on women's rights. Following this and various conventions, it was agreed that having a day set aside to highlight issues affecting women would serve as a strategic move to promote equal rights, especially suffrage for women. Women have rights to vote and to be voted for. Now, for every year, the International Women's Day serves as both a reminder of the discrimination faced by women and of how far the world has come in resolving this, as well as a call to action for the world in general and specifically for women and girls to join forces in changing the gender bias world. In recognition of the International Women's Day every year, the United Nations selects a theme. This year's theme is Think Equal, Build Smart, Innovate for Change. And so one may ask, what does it really mean? How does one think equal, build smart, innovate for change? I will start by saying that we are the product of our thoughts. As one thinks in her heart, so is she. It all starts in our thoughts. Whatever we do, whatever we achieve, starts from what we think about and meditate upon. This year's theme says, Think Equal. Women and girls must begin to think of themselves as equal to boys and men in their ability to contribute positively to the society. Whether as a student or a staff or an entrepreneur or a professional, do not despise yourself because of your gender. If you have spent time in school to study, pass examinations, get the necessary qualification to practice in any field of your choice, particularly in the sciences, then you must stand tall and excel in your chosen career. It is pertinent to point out that the tuition paid by the male folk is the same as that paid by the female. There is no disparity in tuition. So why should girls and women not think equal? Girls should not shy away from science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. They shouldn't be intimidated by the figures and equations. They must not see the subjects or courses as male affair. Likewise, in politics and elections, women mustn't see themselves as less than the men. Politics and election is not a male affair. In this year 2019, in our dear country Nigeria, it's been called the election year. We have seen women participate in election, we have seen women campaign, and we have seen technology deployed to aid the electoral process. The importance of technology in our polity cannot be overemphasized. Now let's explore build smart. To build smart starts with smart thinking. Girls and women generally are not about bronze. Our physical build-up and stature is more fragile than that of men. We do not need to exert so much physical energy to excel, pass exams, build businesses, and generally make positive impact in the society. For example, buying and selling of goods and even services must not be done in a physical space. In this internet age, everything can be sold and bought online. Startup capital to rent a shop or office space can be saved for something else when the virtual space is utilized. You also build smart when you do not just rush into any venture you hear about, but you take out time to build capacity. Courses are available online. You study the market you desire to venture into. You set your goals and you will be intentional in the steps you take. For any woman who is interested in politics, you can start by registering in a political party or even floating your own party and registering same. If you can build smart, success is guaranteed. Finally, innovate for change. To innovate is to create or use new ideas or methods in doing things. And any innovation that is not for positive change is not what we are talking about here. Again, the internet comes to mind. It has really changed our world. We must use it for positive change. Now, with the understanding of this year's theme, we can see that it focuses on creative innovations and technological advancements that include women and provide opportunities to bridge the gender gap. It is a call for innovative approaches that ensure that the lopsided norms in our society are disrupted, that gender parity, especially in social development, is attained, that individuals think outside the discriminatory box to involve more women in social development. We can focus on areas like access to public services, welfare and social justice, better education opportunities, such as e-learning platforms that will allow women in isolated areas or places that make it difficult for females to receive an education to do so. Innovation and technology provide unprecedented opportunities, yet trends indicate a growing gender digital divide, with women being underrepresented in the field of science, technology, engineering, mathematics and design, otherwise known as STEM. This prevents them from developing and influencing gender-responsive innovations to achieve transformative gains for the society. Girls and women can deploy technology that makes getting an education easier, or a health-related app that allows women to contact relevant authorities when in distress, or apps for mobile banking and the use of artificial intelligence. It is vital that women's ideas and experiences equally influence the design and implementation of the innovations that shape our future societies. The underrepresentation of girls and women in the sciences could be as a result of lack of interest or simply lack of opportunities, but this shouldn't be the norm. This is because where the field is not gender inclusive, there are chances that the innovations would not be gender sensitive. Let's go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Don't sit. There are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough. But with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Have you ever thought how to improve your state? A little help from you goes a long, long way.
We've got to work together, so come on, brother, let's help build a better state.
Just do your bit and be proud of it. Make River State a better state.
Self-help is the best way to make River State a better state.
Heh, I catch you.
Waiting be all this. Every time waka pium 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 pium, they find what you go talk about another man. A carry trouble for Portman to the walk about. You know they tire. Go find better thing do. No paint person black so that it go better for you. You dey deceive yourself. Man when put hand inside water where crocodile they make feast, waiting you dey find. Palava, you go get up. Half or do not dey inside. Put hand for ear. Leave trouble make it sit on in. Oh no, you hear? Not talk, sir, not warn you.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Riv Ethics on Radio, and I am your host for today, Mrs. Nancy Obinwa. I have been speaking on the International Women's Day theme, Think Equal, Build Smart, Innovate for Change. While we have come a long way from how we used to be in terms of gender inequality, studies still show that at the rate we are going, we will not achieve the envisioned Planet 50-50 in the year 2030. But I was particularly thrilled when during a commercial break while watching a favorite program on TV, what I would term the Think Equal, Build Smart and Innovative Change for Wangala Muwanga was aired. Wangala herself told her story. She is a 13-year-old girl from Lusaka, Gambia. She is a science and tech inventor, having invented solar water purifier. She is the winner of the Powerpuff Girls Buttercup Awards 2018. Her project was inspired by the cholera outbreak that left her country, Zambia, devastated. Lives were lost, but the young girl had an idea when she heard about the competition. She entered to compete with other people, and she made out time to work hard on the project. She thought of how much help her project, when completed, would bring to her society. She knew that many girls her age were not science inclined, but she was determined to stay focused and become an inspiration to her peers. And she succeeded. Probably the lot fell on her as a girl to go to the streams or to fetch the water and make it ready for drinking in her home as part of her daily chores. She has now found a better way, not just to do it for herself and her family, but for Zambia as a country. This is a true example of Think Equal, Build Smart, Innovate for Change. Bringing it home to Nigeria, last year, some Nigerian girls from the Regina Passes Model Secondary School, Onitsha, Anambra State, defeated teams from other countries to win the 2018 Technovation World Peach Summit Junior Division in San Francisco, United States of America. They developed a mobile application called FD Dictator to tackle the problem of fake pharmaceutical products in Nigeria. Their mentor was Mrs. Uchenna Onwamebu Ugu. They took advantage of technology to solve the problem of incessant rates of death caused by fake drugs. Girls and their female mentor making waves. In this election year in Nigeria, we have also seen young people deploy technology to aid the electoral process. Innovative ways have been used in the campaigns for reporting election violence, for transmitting election results. With these examples, I believe the theme for this year's International Women's Day conference is clearer, and also how we can participate in this year's theme to bring it to life has also been made clear. I believe that young girls and women can be encouraged to participate in STEM competitions, and spirited individuals and organizations can sponsor such competitions. We'll go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Hello? Mama dey mad. They know they spoil pikin like this. If he do bad thing, tell him one time. If you leave your pikin till he spoil finish, well, what happens, Gary be that too? No let your girl pikin turn waka jube. Na so other people go dey curse you. See him pikin. Na so man is sabi. Book will not gree enter head again. But if he just see man in eye go turn, he good so. All that one when they talk same and not plenty. So therefore, na rush then go they rush the one way they. I beg, na bad lie be that. Every woman get man. Na true, I tell you so. If woman put head for ground, opening eye and ear well, to leave or cool. Make una hold una pikin with a strong handle so that then go be better people.
If you do good, you do for yourself. If you do bad, na you sabi yo. If you do bad,
na you go take your head and carry am.
If you do bad,
na you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, why you?
Na you go take your head and carry am.
If you give person wahala,
na you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person mago mago,
na you go take your head and carry am.
If you do good, you do for yourself, brother. If you do bad, na you sabi yo. If you do bad, yo sister,
na you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, why you?
Now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, mago mago,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you give person wahala,
now you go take your head and carry am.
No do bad you,
now you go take your head and carry am.
No play person, why you?
Now you go take.
Welcome back. Finally, the International Women's Day 2019 is poised to look to industry leaders, game-changing startups, social entrepreneurs, gender equality activists, and women innovators to examine the ways in which innovation can remove barriers and accelerate progress for gender equality, encourage investment in gender-responsive social systems, and build services and infrastructure that meet the needs of women and girls. Though the International Women's Day was yesterday, the 8th of March, we can continue to celebrate a future in which innovation and technology create unprecedented opportunities for women and girls to play an active role in building more inclusive systems, efficient services, and sustainable infrastructure to accelerate the achievement of the Sustainable Developmental Goals and gender equality. Equality as it relates to opportunities for education, equality as it relates to equal pay for equal work, equality as it relates to ways we treat the male child and the female child. Everyone is implored to celebrate the achievements made thus far in changing the gender disparity, as well as to work towards the future we wish to have, where technology and innovation would create even more available opportunities for women and girls to bridge the gap. I invite everyone to think equal, build smart, and innovate for change, starting here in our dear state, River States, and navigating the world. Boys and men, do support the girls and women in this venture, and trust me, you will be better for it on our world will be a better place. Thank you.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via @reefethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707. 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Addicts radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Reef State every Saturday as follows. Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, the program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.